surname to Jacqueline Carpenter.
No.
Ask your grandfather.
Alright.
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister? Your aunt?
Do you ever hear that called aunt?
Yeah.
And the name of the wife of Abraham?
Oh, Jesus.
What's a girl's name that starts with an S?
Susan.
Okay. And a boy nicknamed Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother and you called him by that full name, you'd call him?
Uncle William.
And President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name?
Uncle John or Uncle Jonathan.
And the highest rank in the army?
It's a general.
And beneath the general is a?
Brigadier General, I think.
Or the next rank.
Colonel.
Hmm?
Colonel.
Okay. And the person in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Do you ever hear that word used in other situations, like calling the man you work for captain? Or blacks using it to white?
No, just as sort of like a casual nickname if you didn't like Buddy, you know,
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
The person who presides over the court is called a
judge.
And someone in school is a
student.
And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
Secretary.
Hmm?
Secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be
actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say that your nationality is?
American.
And say, it was so cold last night that the pipes
froze.
And did what?
Burst.
And you say, the pipes had, I was going to wrap them, but the pipes had already
burst.
Because the water had?
Had frozen.
Okay. Did I ask you this?
Yeah.
What different names for blacks are there?
Coon, spade, nigger.
What would be the name of the race?
Black. Oh, negroid, you mean?
Okay. Any of, how do you feel about each one of those terms? Like who?
All very degrading. Nobody ever calls a black man a Negro anymore. That seems like the most patronizing. Like it's sort of a pseudo. Like, I don't know, it's like, if you would call a black man any one of the three, a coon, a spade, or a nigger, you know, that would sort of be defining your position. Also, if you called him a black, you'd be defining. But if you called him a Negro, you'd just be sort of middle of the roading.
What would your position be if you called him black?
Respect for what he wants to be called.
What about color?
That's, oh boy. That's old and pretty degrading. Like that just takes the whole black man back 30 years. You know, coloreds.
You know anyone who still uses that term?
Oh yeah, sure. Poor people. The coloreds are moving into the neighborhood. That's really funny.
Well,
spade really isn't that degrading.
Would you use that term?
But if they were friends of yours, yeah. But if you didn't know.
What about our race? You'd call us?
Whites. Nobody really uses honking. You know, everybody just sort of laughs at that. That's not really degrading at all. No other real names.
What would you call someone, a child from a racially mixed background? One parent's black, the other parent's white?
I don't know, I guess they'd be a black kid.
But there's any special names for a real light-skinned black kid?
Mulatto.
Okay. What exactly is a mulatto?
Well, there's different gradients, I think, that were set up a long time ago. I'm not sure which is. I think a mulatto is half breed, I'm not sure. Half and half. And there are other things. A quadroon is 1/8 black or something like that. And that's the only two I know.
Any special names for real dark-skinned black?
No.
And what did blacks used to call a man that could work for?
Boss.
And what would you call white people that you kind of look down on, or that people look down on that are poor but don't try to work, they don't try to do anything for themselves?
Lower class.
Do you ever use the term like trash? Poor white trash?
No.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard it a couple times, but...
How have you heard it used?
Some people, like my grandfather's age, talking about Appalachia, etc.